If Izzy got hit by a rock of any size, it was all over. In that sense, there really was no point in talking about it. The life scientists were Lena Ferreira, Margaret Coughlin, an Australian woman studying the effects of spaceflight on the human body, and Jun Ueda, a Japanese biophysicist running some lab experiments about the effects of cosmic rays on living tissues. Also in that general category was Marco Aldobrandi, an Italian engineer who focused on the more practical matter of running the life support systems that kept the rest of them alive. Of those four, Lena already had a special status in that she had actually done work on swarming. It wasn't that closely related to what she had been doing on the space station, but now she was going to have to dust it off and make it her life's work. Sparky gave her carte blanche to hole up in a quiet place and cram her brain with papers on that topic for a little while, getting back up to speed. Margaret and June were told to put their more abstract research work out the airlock and work under Marco on readying Izzy for a large expansion in population. That covered 11 of the 12. So far, Sparky hadn't said a word to Dinah. Meetings had never been her strong suit. She felt like she was playing an away game whenever she sat down in a conference room. Her awareness of this got in the way and turned into a self-fulfilling prophecy. It had always been thus. The fact that the world was ending changed nothing. As Sparky kept ticking down the list, telling each person what they would be doing in the coming weeks, she kept feeling more and more the point of focus, precisely because she hadn't been focused on yet. And when it became clear that she was last on Sparky's list, she had a good long while, as he talked to Margaret and June and Marco, to wonder what that meant. Being Dinah, her first assumption was that she was considered so important that she was being saved for last. But by the time Sparky finally spoke her name, she had arrived at a different guess as to what was happening. Her heart was already thumping, and her pinkies tingling, her tongue bulky in her mouth.
"Dinah," Sparky said, "you're indispensable."
She knew exactly what this meant, in meeting speak. They would push her out the airlock if they could.
"You have such a wide range of capabilities, and we all admire your attitude so much."
Sparky hadn't said a word to anyone else about their attitude.
"Obviously, asteroid mining, which you've devoted so much of your career to, is a project with a long-term payoff. But we are in short-term mode now."
"Of course."
"I am detailing you to assist Ivy and look for ways that you can put your amazing skill set to use in supporting the activities of the others. Fyodor and Zeke can only go on so many spacewalks. Maybe your robots can be put to use doing things that they can't."
"As long as it involves cutting through iron, they'll be awesome," Dinah said.
"Sounds great,"
Sparky said, missing the sarcasm entirely. In his own mind, he was finished with the conversation, tolerating a few moments small talk before the after-meeting with Dube and Conrad. Dinah thought better of herself than this. How could she let herself get into this frame of mind at such a time? Because maybe there was actually a good reason for how she was feeling. She was halfway through saying goodbye to Sparky when she pivoted back. "Hang on a sec," she said. "I respect what you said about short-term mode. I get that. But if or when this cloud arc thing works, you know what's next, right?" Sparky was in no mood. Not so much annoyed with her as bewildered.
"What's next?"
"People need a place to live. And if the surface of the Earth is going to be burned off, we're going to have to make those living places up here, out of the stuff we can get our hands on. Asteroids. Of which we have a lot more now, thanks to the agent." Sparky put his hands over his face, exhaled, and sat motionless for about a minute. When he took his hands away, she could see he'd been weeping.
"I wrote half a dozen goodbye letters to old friends and family before this meeting," he said.